in that seminar prayer. Ready? Hare Krishna. So Hare Krishna. What we will do is we will sing now, as we have done before. Sing, and we will. I will start with doing something of telling you the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram for 15 minutes each evening. I thought to do this little Leela Katha, we call it. I request you to sing from your heart and then to listen. And then as you sing again, it is good if you go again with your mind through the pastimes which you have heard and remember Krishna Balaram like that. This is the idea that when we sing, we want to remember Krishna's name, obviously, but also his form and his qualities and his pastimes. So by hearing about Krishna and Balaram's pastimes, we can link the name with the form and qualities of the Lord. And that is done originally in the Padyavali Kirtan, but we will do it here in a similar style for Western minds and Western audience. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. My dear devotees, please hear about the wonderful pastimes of Krishna and Balaram. Krishna and Balaram are the cause of all knowledge. They are oceans of knowledge. But still they decided to learn from a guru, Sandipani Muni. Srila Prabhupada explains, just like the cloud takes the water from the ocean and then distributes that water again over the ocean and the lands. Sandipani Muni took the knowledge from Krishna and Balaram and then distributed the knowledge back to Krishna and Balaram. Once, Krishna called Balaram, "O Balai, although we are oceans of knowledge, we should give an example. The example that all people should study the Vedic literature and learn from a guru. But there's a problem. If we go to Vyasadev and Brihaspati, the most qualified of teachers, they will know, these are Krishna and Balaram. How can we be their teachers? And they will not teach us. Therefore, we must go to a Shiva Bhakta, not to our own Bhakta. We will go to Sandipani Muni from the town of Kashi. He's the best of Brahmanas. He's fixed in Shapta Brahman. And he will teach us all the branches of Vedic knowledge." However, as Krishna and Balaram discussed their plan to go to Avantipuri, where Sandipani Muni lived, they realized there is a problem. Now we have just liberated Kamsa. But if the many friends of Kamsa, the demoniac kings, will hear that we, Krishna and Balaram, have left Mathura, they will all come together and in one single force attack the Mathura Vasi. So deliberately, Krishna and Balaram spread a rumor. The rumor said, Krishna and Balaram are in Mathura, but in a hidden form. They are there and they perform austerities and vratas and vows. So the kings will know, Krishna and Balaram are there, better not attack. Because if they come out of their solitude after they have performed vratas, they will be even more powerful and kill us. So when everyone thought Krishna and Balaram are home in Mathura, they sneaked out of the town. Before they went to Vasudev and Devaki and said, "We want to learn." Vasudev and Devaki said, "If you leave Mathura, Krishna, many enemies are outside who have heard that you killed Kamsa. They will come and kill you." Do you know what Krishna answered? Krishna said, "No. If Balaram is with me, it is as good as if 10 million of my intimate associates are with me and protect me. Don't worry. Please give us your blessing to go and study." Vasudev and Devaki, what could they do? They said, blessings, blessings, blessings. Only Rohini, the mother of Baladev, thought, ah, ah, ah. She thought like that. My dear devotees, I have a question for you. Who do you think is stronger? Krishna or Balaram? Krishna? Someone says Balaram. When Prabhupada installed Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan, he said to the devotees, now we are safe. Whenever there is a problem, you just go to Balaram and say, Balaram, there is this problem. Please protect us. And Balaram will give you all the strength. He didn't say go to Krishna. He said go to Krishna's older brother, to Balaram. He will protect you from problems. Now, maybe you think now that Balaram is stronger than Krishna. But Prabhupada said this is not so. Because when you look at Krishna Balaram, Balaram always leans on the shoulder of Krishna. He doesn't stand unsupported. He needs the support of Krishna. So Krishna is the strongest. Balaram is also the strongest. So there's a very nice Jiva. I'm telling from Gopal Champu, when Jiva Goswami said how Krishna and Balaram traveled, he said, because brahmacharis should never go on a vehicle, no ox cart for brahmacharis and no cars for brahmacharis, Krishna and Balaram traveled on the strength of their own feet. That means they walked. They passed many villages and they give darshan to many people. But whenever Krishna and Balaram passed a village where there were cows, they became stunned and could not move. And they cried. Do you know why, my dear devotees? They could go through towns. They could go to villages, but whenever there were villages with cows, they just, Krishna said, Balaram, I can't move any longer. Why? Our devotee says, they remembered Vrindavan. They remembered the cows of Vrindavan. Krishna is like, and Balaram are like the moon and the stars together. And the cows are like, the white cows are like the white rays of the moon. Krishna likes the cow of Vrindavan so much that when he goes to a village and sees cows, he says, oh, what am I doing? I'm going to this Avantipur. I'm leaving my cows in Vrindavan. My dear devotees, Krishna Balaram were dressed in simple brahmachari cloth. But because of their effulgence, they attracted the eyes of everyone. Let's meditate on Krishna and Balaram in their brahmachari dress. They had one down piece of silk cloth, you know, here, like a longi, and they had an upper piece. On their fingers, they had rings of kusha grass. They had beautiful sacred threads. They had bells made from grass. Proper brahmacharis. And they were dressed in deer skin, like Lord Shiva. And they had a stick. Deer skin, stick, kusha grass rings, grass belt. Close your eyes and sing and meditate about Krishna Balaram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Passing on the road to Avantipur, Krishna said to Balaram, "We are dressed now like brahmacharis. I really hope no one will recognize us as Krishna and Balaram. The problem is, people will know that we left Mathura and the enemies of Ugrasena and the Yadu clan will attack. And the second problem is, if the rumor spreads, Krishna and Balaram are on their way to Avantipuri, the whole town will be warned and no one will teach us. They will all think it's God. So just think about Krishna and Balaram hiding that they are God." Jiva Goswami says, when the people who passed Krishna Balaram saw the camphor-colored effulgence of Balaram, they looked at him and they were dazzled by the bright light. See, there's Balaram, looks like camphor. Bright light, Balaram. But when they saw the dark-hued, yet effulgent Krishna next to Balaram, they could not identify Krishna and doubted, is Krishna actually the source of light or is he the source of darkness? That's a good question. Look at Krishna. Do you think he is dark or do you think he is light? Both. Krishna looks like the monsoon cloud with the flesh inside. So he's dark and bright. So Krishna is like the dark monsoon cloud and he showers the devis of the eight directions with a shower of sweetness. On the way, Krishna and Balaram attracted the animals and the humans. And they overheard how the ladies spoke about them. One lady said to the other lady, "Who is that lady on whose lap this Syam Kishore grew up
the other ladies talk like the young ladies in the Hare Krishna movement. Who is that fortunate girl who will obtain this Kala Nidhi? This ocean of all arts as her lover. So although Krishna and Balaram were internally pleased, they plucked their ears as good brahmacharis do in order to not develop any attraction to these young ladies who speculated who will have him as their lover. So, my dear devotees, in this way, Krishna and Balaram slowly arrived in Avantipur, and there they went into the assembly of Sandipani Muni. Today we will close here, but tomorrow we will hear what happened when Krishna Balaram went into the ashram of Sandipani Muni. What Sandipani Muni felt, the goose pimple and the hairs standing on end. We will hear how Krishna and Balaram served their gurus, and we will hear many sweet pastimes. But for now, please turn to look at Krishna and Balaram and sing with your heart. So this is what we should do as devotees. Hear about God, sing about God, and sing and think about God. Nothing else is required. Hear about the Lord, sing for Him, and think manmana of Him. So let's sing more.